to Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, you've been getting a lot of excellent devotions from Ephesians, from Deb, and Dr. Griffith's going to be talking out of Ephesians, and you're going to get one more from me today. This was from my Bible reading this morning. This is Ephesians chapter 3, and we're going to pick up at verse 11 and read through 12. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus, our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. This is Paul talking about his calling in his life and what he's been through. And so he's responding, saying that all of what has happened to him and what is going on in his ministry was according to the eternal purpose that God has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord. And then there's sort of this just additional phrase that gives us a little background, which is very important to us today, in whom we is the church, is the sons and daughters of God, have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. So much of Old Testament worship was offering sacrifices to atone for the fact that these worshipers were sinful. They messed up. They did things wrongly, and they wanted to have a right relationship with God. So much of man-made religion, worshiping other gods, is we are afraid of God's punishment, and we want to be right before him. So we do all of these acts of worship to make ourselves acceptable before God. Here are the things we need to do to make ourselves right with God. And what Paul is telling us here in Ephesians chapter 3 is that we have boldness and access with confidence. And how do we have all of these things? We have them through faith, not through anything that we've done to make ourselves right with God, but because what Jesus has already done on the cross, that he has lived a perfect life, died the death that we deserve, and rose again, conquering sin and hell and death, and giving us, offering us through faith, this new life, this perfect life that we now have. And so what do we have with the Father? Because of Christ Jesus' sacrifice on the cross for us, we can come into his presence with boldness. I talked about being his sons and daughters. The king has extreme power over life and death, certainly in monarchies throughout most of human history, that at a word, they could have someone executed. They could have someone banished. They could throw someone into prison because they were offended. So you have a king whom people would be very afraid to come into his presence, but who might not be afraid to come into his presence? Well, his children, his sons and his daughters, could come because of a special relationship that they had with. This person was still the king, but they were his children, his sons and daughters. So we too, when we receive this new life through faith in Jesus Christ, we are the king's sons and daughters. And so God tells us here, and again in Hebrews, through the author of that book, says that we can come boldly into his presence and find mercy in our hour of need, that we are invited into God's presence because of what Jesus has done on our behalf. Now, I think about this in a worship context on a Sunday morning, that we can enter into worship boldly, not because we've been particularly great that week, but because Jesus has been great for us. But this is true throughout our daily lives, that when we have a situation where we need help, when we are feeling stressed, when we are overwhelmed, when we are hurting, when we are angry, we have that same level of boldness and access and confidence to enter into God's presence and say, God, I need your help. I made a mess of this. It's my fault. But I can still come to you because you tell me to cast my cares on you. And so we serve a God who invites us into his presence. Again, in the Old Testament, there was a curtain separating people from the Holy of Holies where God's presence was. God's presence dwells inside of us. And we have boldness to enter into the presence of God, enter into a relationship with him because Jesus is awesome. So, Lord, we thank you for this reminder from Ephesians chapter 3 that we have access to your presence. Lord, help us not to neglect it. Help us not to take it for granted, but to avail ourselves of the access to our good Heavenly Father who has all power, all resources, and great, great love for his children. You are a good God. Help us to live this out. For your glory and our good, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.